Hello, my friend, and welcome back to the podcast. Or if it's your first time listening, thank you so much for tuning in. We are just diving right in today. I listened to a podcast last week that literally skipped all of the intro and outro and all of the things. And honestly, it was so refreshing to not have all that extra fluff. And so we're just diving right in. And it also makes your listening experience a little bit easier too. And also I can just cut out some time for editing. So right now that is a win-win for all of us. This week I want to chat about Easter. Happy Easter. Easter is when this podcast comes out on Tuesday, March 26th. Easter is going to be this coming Sunday, and I thought it was fitting to do another Easter episode. So last year I actually did an Easter episode called The Truth About Easter Candy, and I will link it here, but this episode is going to be a little bit different than that. And it's just so cool to see how I evolve and how we, evolve as parents, as, just in life, as we have life experiences and we gain new knowledge and we get new perspectives and just all of the things. And so last year's episode, I talked about just artificial dyes and a kind of glimpse into just the world of how different countries do things and how our country allows a lot of the artificial dyes and what is the consequence of those artificial dyes and so on and so forth. And so I will link it here, like I said. And I think that that episode is really helpful to know. I think it's important that we are, especially as parents, aware of the things that our children are being exposed to, right? So it's important that we know that the food, what is actually in the food that they're eating. And it can be really hard to know what is good, what is quote unquote good, what is quote unquote bad, or whatever. And you hear a lot of discussion, especially in social media and just marketing of things, everything can be so confusing, right? And especially when it comes to marketing of candy. And, we have on one end that we hear, oh, their artificial dyes are fine, they're not going to hurt your kids, and, consume them, whatever, don't stay away from those. And then on the other end of things, on the more crunchy side of things, you hear, don't go near artificial dyes at all, right? You hear that, and no, artificial sweeteners, all the things. And it can be so honestly frustrating and confusing for parents. And I 100% feel that. And I just was thinking about the fact that I never want to be so polarizing in the topics that I talk about. Obviously, if it's something that I need to be polarizing or if I feel very strongly about, then absolutely I will. But I just want you as a parent to never feel like you are, ashamed or feeling down about yourself or questioning your parenting because of anything I am saying. So I want you to realize that everything that I talk about on this podcast or in my content is just through the lens of let's continue to educate and empower is the big word, empower parents, because I want you to really have the tools to make a educated decision. So that is my understanding of, or not my understanding, but my goal with the podcast. And so last year's episode, while I feel that it was very important and obviously timely right before Easter, and like I said, it's important that you know what is in the foods that your children are consuming, I do also want to kind of talk about the fact that we can't be in a state of constant fear and a constant feeling of perfectionism when it comes to our kids' health. So I just wanted to say, like, while some of my episodes, I feel like last season, and that's why I continue to evolve, were kind of more on the education piece, like with the crop shares and the organic and the high fructose corn syrup. Like, those are things that we need to know. But I also want you to know that it's okay to not feel like you have to live in this bubble and never, like, ever let your kids have those foods. Otherwise, they're not going to have a healthy life. Like, that's not actually true at all. And so today's episode is all about balance. And with Easter coming up, I want it. It's like, I feel like a lot of our American holidays are centered around candy, unfortunately, and that's just life. And we can make choices to switch those candy out, which I give in that episode some like good ideas for alternative Easter basket options. But, you know, I think it's also fair to just acknowledge that it's okay if our kids have candy. It's okay if our kids have dyes. And you have to make that decision for your family. And I think so often we feel like we have to be in this very polarizing, either we never, ever, ever do dyes or ever do like those things that I talked about, or we just are like, it's fine, I don't care. And I'm here to advocate that you can be somewhere in the middle. And so for my son, now I have two sons, but my little guy is not at the point where he's having any candy. But in our home, we really try to do our best most of the time. And when it comes to Easter, like baskets, so I did get candy this year for Easter baskets because I'm also in this space where we're trying to minimalize in our home. I don't, like, our children have lots of things and they don't need any more toys and they don't need any more just clothes or anything like that either. And so candy is an easy thing to do. And I did purchase candy for the Easter baskets this year, but it's okay to do the candy. And if you choose to do the brands that are more of a cleaner brand, so I really like the brand Yum Earth. So Yum Earth was something that I picked up candy for their Easter basket, or for Cooper's Easter basket, my 3-year-old. So he is getting Yum Earth candies in his Easter basket. So those are dye-free, and they are really good, and I feel comfortable with that. Like, I purchased them. That's what's in our home. He actually, sidebar, he is working on potty training right now, and he struggles with constipation because he holds his poop, which I'm going to do an episode on this. I just have to get my emotions. I just want to make sure I cover everything that I want to say about it, because it's been a really stressful experience for our family. But anyway, we've been giving him suckers after he goes on the potty, which, again, that's a family personal decision. And I, for those suckers, chose, I can't remember if they're Yum Earth. I'm pretty sure some of them are Yum Earth, but again, they are dye-free. They are all like real ingredients. Some of them were elderberry. So I feel comfortable that if he's having a couple, like one or two a day when we're learning to potty train, and he's a very food-driven child, then that's fine. I'm good with it, right? And so on the other end of things, if he is out and about, and say, this is a good example. So part of us trying to work on the constipation is him going to the chiropractor. And at the chiropractor, they have dum-dums. And I typically wouldn't buy dum-dums because of just the, like, artificial ingredients in there and the food coloring. But it's not a big deal. It's a little sucker for me. It's not worth it. If I really wanted to, I could bring him one of our suckers and trade him out. But it's one of those things where it's like a personal decision. I don't feel bad about it. It's not a big deal. So I want, like, heading into Easter, I want you to enjoy the holiday and not be feeling the guilt of, oh, like, they may be from grandparents or from a like community Easter egg hunt or something like that, where they have maybe the dyes or right like the other foods, then, you know, obviously if that's something you as a family feel very strongly about, absolutely set those boundaries, go with it. But if it's something that you're just putting this unnecessary pressure on yourself or you feel like you have to, and like maybe you don't really notice any adverse symptoms of your child, then them having that every once in a while is absolutely not going to harm their health. And I think that it is more stressful and more unnecessary like burden on the family if you're feeling like you have to like live by the strict code or the strict guideline. And really, it's not something that's super aligned with your family. So that is kind of the bulk of this episode. I hope that I didn't just ramble on. It has been a really long day, but I just wanted to mention this because I get so often where people are like, well, what do you do in your house? And some people think that we live this like perfect lifestyle, and that is absolutely 100% not true. I am very much in the middle when it comes to things. I know people like to label like crunchy and scrunchy and I don't know, what's the other one? Smooth? I don't know. But I'm like very much in the middle of like, it's the things that we do on a daily, regular basis that make the biggest impact in our health, good or bad, right? And so if my child is having things that I don't typically like for him to have every once in a while, even we know that Gigi, our great grandma, makes cookies every holiday, and they are not great for his constipation. They are obviously a lot of sugar, and he like then doesn't want to eat dinner and all the things, but I've learned to just try to let it go as much as possible, especially like in the moment, in the holiday, and let both of them enjoy that joy that comes from having that treat in that special moment. But then when it comes to like the weeks that follow them, we're going to put them away. We're not going to, you know, continue to have it every day. And so that is what has served our family really well. And so I wanted to kind of contrast my last episode from last Easter with this episode, because not that my opinions on like how, you know, if those things are good or bad for us has changed. I do believe that those are not things that should be allowed in our foods, that they're way over consumed and they can come with adverse, you know, reactions and behavioral things and all of the things. But also, it's not the end of the world, especially if for your family you choose to have them every once in a while. It's not worth the stress. Like, we do allow him to have that. I let him have the Dum Dums. I let him have, you know, the cupcake at the birthday party. He has the cookies with the frosting, whatever. But on the daily basis, that's just not what we choose to do in our home. So this is probably an episode for those people that are one in the middle and feeling guilty about it, or on the other end where you're really feeling like you don't identify as necessarily this like crunchy, no dyes or whatever. And I don't mean anything bad about this at all, but then it gives you permission that you can pick and choose. You don't have to be like so polarized in one way or another, because it's that every single day things that make the biggest difference. So that is today's episode, and I hope it was helpful. I have a quick final, I'm not even going to do an outro on today's episode because that is how like down and dirty this episode is going to be, but I do have one request. So this is kind of an outro. If you've been listening to these episodes on a regular basis, I would absolutely 100% love if you would share them with on your social media, or share it with a friend, and or just send me a DM or a message and let me know that you listened and if you liked it, or what have you taken away from listening to these episodes. It is so encouraging to hear that the words I'm saying are impacting people. And it's not about validation. I don't even care about like getting reviews or anything like that. But I really am here to impact as many people as possible. And the more we can share the episodes, the more that I can get feedback on what you're loving and what you'd like to see more of, it is going to continue to support more mamas. So remember, you are perfectly unprepared for this crazy, maybe Easter holiday, and I hope it's a beautiful one. Happy Easter.